The Constitutional Court is handing down judgment today in a matter involving the obligations and duties of independent schools. The case involves Prudwyn Preparatory School. It concerns the manner in which the independent school terminated the contract it had entered into with the parents of two pupils at the school. Due to a dispute between the school and the pupils, the school sought to exclude the learners, relying on a provision in their contract with the parents. This allowed the school to terminate the contract for any reason. I quote, any reason. On the line is the executive director at Equal Education's Law Centre, Nerina Ali. Nerina, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon.
Okay, what exactly was the dispute, first of all? And second of all, what's the outcome of the case? I believe it just happened.
Well, this case actually has been running for quite some time. And the initial dispute emerged because the parents of two learners at a relatively elite private school in Johannesburg had a dispute with the school around the parents' behavior. The school found the parents' behavior to be out of bounds and unreasonable. In the facts of the case, it does seem as if the parents behaved pretty poorly in certain circumstances. But the result of that dispute was that the private school terminated its contract with the parents, and that had the effect of excluding the children from the school. And this was taken to court because the argument was that the school should have at least sought the views of the children before excluding them, and that termination clauses such as this are very wide-ranging and impact not only on elite private schools but also on working-class families and low-fee independent schools. So that was the core issue that emerged in the dispute between the parents and the school. The Constitutional Court handed down judgment this morning. We're still waiting for a full copy of the judgment so that we can read it closely. But the highlights are that the Constitutional Court has confirmed that private schools are not above the Constitution and that independent schools do provide the right to basic education, and that that right is implicated when parent contracts are terminated. Also, that Section 28 of the Constitution, which says that the best interests of children must be paramount in every decision affecting them, that that provision must also be taken into account when contracts are terminated. So this is a very good outcome. Equal Education is very pleased with this result, and it's very much in line with the submissions that Equal Education made as a friend of the court.
Now, Equal Education, you guys were amicus curiae or friends of the court in this matter. What does it mean going forward now? If you say, for instance, if someone wants to take their child to a school to enroll, is there still going to be a contract situation? Do things now need to change?
Well, we still have to read the judgment very closely, but it certainly doesn't take away from the fact that independent schools can still have contracts with parents. It's more about informing the obligations on independent schools in relation to those contracts, and emphasizing that the right to basic education is being provided in terms of these contracts. It's not the same as any sales agreement or any type of contract one would get. It's a contract of a special type. And so we're looking forward to reading the details of the judgment so that we can see what guidance the court has offered on how independent schools should be conducting themselves in relation to the provisioning of education to children.
It just seems very odd to terminate the contract for, quote, any reason. It sounds like independent schools have got way too much leeway. If they don't like you for any reason, well, that's it. Your kids are gone.
This is the concern that was raised by Equal Education. And to emphasize, it's not just the case that these contracts are used in elite independent schools, but we know for a fact that these contracts are used across many low-fee independent schools, and that impacts on working-class families, and that don't necessarily have the same bargaining power in relation to independent schools as some other families might. And so it's very important to make sure that these contracts, when they are concluded, when they are implemented, they take into account the rights of children. We're hoping when we read the judgment that we see that that comes out very clearly from the court. And we also have emphasized repeatedly that independent schools are bound by the Constitution, and they need to be regulated, and they need to have certain restrictions in place on what they can and cannot do, because at the end of the day, it's children's right to basic education that's being affected.
That actually leads me to my next question. And just hearing you say that, the matter appears to involve low-fee independent schools. I think overall, do they need to have better regulation? Because you do have independent schools opening up as businesses. And like you say, sometimes the pupils' interests may not be taken into account.
Yes, we would certainly say that there is more need for regulation. In fact, Equal Education made submissions before the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, which is a UN committee, on exactly this point, saying that the South African government could do more when it comes to regulating private schools. And the Constitutional Court judgment will hopefully be a step in that direction.
Executive Director at Equal Education's Law Centre, Nerina Ali, great to have you on the Midday Report.